we're getting kind of close to our cutoff time here.
Sure.
I just had one more question for you, if you'd be willing to indulge me. Mark 13:32, Jesus confesses ignorance of an event. And I say that very gently with the greatest respect. Jesus is my Lord and Savior, and he is the highest exalted person in the universe next to the Father. But he says, Mark 13:32, but of that day or hour, no one knows, not even the angels of heaven, nor the Son, but the Father alone. And so if Jesus didn't know something that the Father did know, then we cannot say that Jesus is omniscient.
Well, again, you're dealing with him in human flesh there alone.
In his divinity, did he know? When he comes
functionally. Functionally, Sean, that's all it is function.
Yes,
no question, it's a matter of function.
I just want to understand what you're saying. In his divinity, he knew when he was coming back, but in his humanity, he didn't know.
In his divinity, he got tired and was by a well and wanted water. In his divinity, he was grappling with going to the cross and sweat drops as of blood. In his divinity, we see a number of things that demonstrate his humanity. He's not just God in human flesh, Sean. He's man.
Right, but doesn't God know everything? Doesn't God know everything?
God absolutely, doesn't it show that God does know everything? The Father knew. That's telling us that God knows everything.
But not the Son.
But
the Son does not know everything. He knows at least, he may know everything except for when he's coming back, but he still doesn't know everything according to Mark 13:32.
Functionally, I agree with you. You're right. Functionally, there were self-limitations in the incarnation. There's no question about that. But that doesn't cause us to strip away what the rest of Scripture